name is Shane Costello.
Very good. And Shane, so are you currently, or can you explain currently how you're a part of Cougar Esports? What have you been doing to support this idea?
So I'm in the esports production major, and on top of that, I've been doing some of the casting for the streams and kind of learning the background as well with the help of Sean, and hopefully competing with the Rocket League team in the spring.
Sounds great. So today I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions about social connectedness. Again, just, you know, whatever kind of answers you give are going to work out really well for us. So really my first question is, how has being part of the esports community impacted your social life, either within the gaming kind of sphere, Cougar Esports, or even outside of it?
It's definitely made me a lot more social than I was. Being more comfortable talking to people that I haven't necessarily met, especially even in the school aspect. I just came back from a break from school, so I didn't really expect to come right back in and start talking to people. But the esports production and the teams have made me become a lot more social than I expected to be.
That's great. So were you a gamer before this? Again, did you spend a lot of time before you came to college or even during your college years playing games?
So I didn't start games until about 2018 when I graduated high school. You know, the Game Boy Color when I was real little and then like the GameCube, but...
They count. They do count, I promise.
Everything else was just sports. And then COVID happened, and that's really when the switch kind of flipped.
Now, is your, again, you mentioned Rocket League. Is that your game of preference? Do you have other games that you play?
That's my main game for sure. Every once in a while, if someone invites me to a different game, I'll hop on that. Been playing a bunch of Lethal Company recently.
Great. So what ways do you maintain connections and relationships with your fellow teammates? And probably here, your other production majors, maybe the casters and production crew. How do you stay in touch with them and stay connected with them?
Every now and then we'll hop in like a Discord call, and we'll even just talk about random stuff. A few of the guys are car guys, so we'll hop on like topics about that or just like tattoos, shoes, just random stuff. And they'll even, we'll just talk about like getting better and what each other can do to perform better.
That's great. Now, do you interact with them outside of Discord in any way?
We haven't gone out yet. Everyone's had a pretty busy semester, so.
Understandable.
Maybe over the break we'll get something going.
That's great. Now, have you found any challenges balancing your gaming commitment, your let's say your esports production commitment, with you know, keeping or maintaining personal relationships?
Not necessarily. I don't work as much as I used to, so it made it a lot easier to balance everything. And just having that break from school and coming back really just gave me the time management skills that I needed to succeed with this.
Gotcha. So let me ask about Discord, and I'm going to kind of ask my question this way. So what role do you think Discord plays in fostering a sense of community or connectedness amongst esports players?
I think it serves a pretty big aspect for it. You can just search like a certain topic and be able to find a community that you can join, and it's just like a public area to just talk about something that you all have in common.
That's great. Now, do you use other social media platforms to connect with other people in the esports genre?
I'm not too big on other social medias. More of like a passive scroller, but every now and then I'll be on Twitter. Keeping up with different like trades in Rocket League and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Great. So I'm going to kind of ask more of a specific question. Can you share an experience where your involvement in esports positively influenced your social interactions or connections?
This past, I believe it was April, I had gone up to Boston for a LAN event for Rocket League, mm-hmm. Not knowing anyone there. And because I was in one of the pro players' Discords, I was able to meet up with a few people and actually like hang out and interact with a bunch of different people that I wouldn't have been able to if I weren't on Discord.
That's fantastic. Now, do you think the esports industry as a whole can further encourage or enhance social connectedness? Or maybe how can they do a better job?
Maybe like more events. LANs are pretty big for a bunch of people and they come from all over. So just having like little like organized meetups and stuff like that with those would probably help a little bit more.
I think it's a great point. Have you noticed any differences in the sense of community between various different games? So do the Rocket League players seem to kind of interact with each other differently, or do you see people, you know, really kind of crossing over the games and sharing in the interactions?
I think it's definitely a big crossover. A lot of Rocket League players also grew up playing like COD and stuff like that. So everyone kind of just intermingles. And especially with the school, like everyone's so on top of supporting each other that even though like the Rocket League team is one family, the R6 team just joined into that as well, and all the other teams as well.
That's great. And really my last question is, what advice would you give to aspiring esports players about maintaining a healthy balance between gaming commitments and social connections?
I think it's really just a matter of understanding that too much practice can burn you out just as fast. So just going out and like hang out with people at like the mall or whatever is really just a good reset for that.
That's great. Great. Well, again, thank you, Shane, for your answers. And again, thank you for your participation and support of esports.
Thanks for having me.